7 things you didn't know you need to know. I'm Kira Revens and this is the Standout 7 Ireland edition.
In the next 7 minutes or so, we'll look back on a week where Russia escalated tensions in the war with Ukraine. Catholics outnumbered Protestants in the north of Ireland for the first time. Taoiseach Micheál Martin addressed the UN Assembly. And a Sinead O'Connor documentary is on the way in October. This is the Standout 7 from the Smart 7. And don't forget to hit the follow button to get daily updates at 7 a.m. The week started with escalation of Russian attacks on Monday at a second nuclear plant in the south of the Ukraine and continued shelling of civilian and infrastructural targets as their forces are pushed back. And there was a grisly discovery in Ukrainian reclaimed territory as 140 bodies were exhumed from a mass grave in Izium. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said he hopes the International Criminal Court will be able to investigate the alleged massacre.
And I also hope that the ICC...
Yes, the International Criminal Court
will be able to head out to site, and it is in fact the best instrument we have to be able to hold people accountable.
The release of 5 UK prisoners from Russian-backed forces in a prisoner swap took place on Wednesday, including 28-year-old Aydin Aslan, who's been sentenced to death for fighting alongside Ukraine. On Wednesday night, Vladimir Putin made a rare television address to his nation on Wednesday night and announced plans to conscript 300,000 military reservists and a series of referendums in Ukrainian-occupied territories. He went on to blame the West for difficulties faced by Russian forces, claiming that Western weapons are being supplied to Ukraine to commit acts of terror against Russia, even going so far as to accuse the West of nuclear blackmail and issuing a threat of his own.
If the territorial integrity of our country is threatened, we will without question use all the means at our disposal to protect Russia and our people. This is not a bluff.
Joining the world leaders who condemned these latest actions from Putin, Joe Biden addressed the UN General Assembly during the week and spoke out against the invasion.
Russia has shamelessly violated the core tenets of the United Nations Charter. No more important than the clear prohibition against countries taking the territory of their neighbor by force.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky also made an appearance at the UN General Assembly meeting via video link and spoke about Russia's latest threats.
There is only one entity among all UN member states who would say now, if he could interrupt my speech, that he's happy with this war, with his war.
Britain and the world has said its final goodbyes to Her Late Majesty Queen Elizabeth II following 10 days of national mourning and a state funeral attended by thousands and watched by millions. President Michael D. Higgins and Taoiseach Micheál Martin were among those in attendance on Monday as the Queen's coffin was taken from Westminster Hall and finally made its way to Windsor, where the Dean of Windsor, Right Reverend David Connor, had a message that there can be a sense of meaning born out of this dark time.
In the midst of our rapidly changing and frequently troubled world, her calm and dignified presence has given us confidence to face the future as she did, with courage and with hope.
As a new monarch takes over, former Conservative Party leader Lord Michael Howard looked ahead at what we can expect from King Charles's rule.
I think that King Charles, who takes the Commonwealth extremely seriously, as his mother did, will be very keen to make sure that the Commonwealth survives and thrives, as I'm sure it will.
People identifying as Catholic outnumber Protestants for the first time in the history of Northern Ireland. That's according to the latest census figures released on Thursday. There was also a shift in how people self-identify, with 31.9% identifying as British, 29.1% identifying as Irish, and 19.8% identifying as Northern Irish. Historian Eamon Phoenix says this is a truly historic shift, and it's not a one-off either.
So, I mean, this is something unionism could never expected in its centenary year. And the problem is, if you look at these demographics, I think that given the shrinking unionist vote, the shrinking Protestant base, as it were, this is going to accelerate in the years to come.
Sinn Féin MP John Finucane welcomed the news and says it's time to prepare for a border poll.
I think it is a fair analysis to make that people should prepare and establish a very inclusive dialogue as we look towards constitutional change on the island of Ireland.
Others have a more muted reaction, with Taoiseach Micheál Martin suggesting getting the Assembly running again should be the priority, and DUP Assembly member Philip Brett isn't in any hurry either.
Sinn Féin have been saying now is the time for a border poll for many years, and indeed they told us they would achieve one by 2016, so I take that with a pinch of salt.
The UN General Assembly continued on Thursday with Taoiseach Micheál Martin in New York to represent Ireland. He addressed the General Assembly on Thursday evening, pledging Ireland's ongoing support for Ukraine. In his speech, he said that the shelling of nuclear power plants, civilian infrastructure and the recent discovery of mass graves show Russia is behaving like a rogue state.
But this is not just a European issue, not just a concern for the West. All states, and particularly small countries such as my own, should fear a world where might equals right, where the strong can bully the weak, where sovereignty and territorial integrity can be blatantly violated, and where the UN Charter, the charter that all of us in this Assembly have faithfully put our trust in, can be flouted with impunity.
He also addressed the impact that the war in Ukraine is having on countries across the globe.
From the Horn of Africa to the Sahel and beyond, food insecurity has reached a critical tipping point. Some of the countries which have been worst affected by the current food insecurity crisis are those most reliant on imports of wheat from Russia and indeed from Ukraine.
Still to come on the Smart 7 Ireland edition, Trump sued for tax fraud and new documentary on Sinead O'Connor. Right after this.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Welcome back.
First, there was nothing there, then they were planted by the FBI. But Thursday saw former US President Donald Trump come up with perhaps his best excuse yet for the presence of highly classified government documents found in his Mar-a-Lago property last month. He's currently facing a US Justice Department investigation over allegations he improperly removed the documents from the White House, but he claims the materials had already been declassified, possibly through telepathy.
If you're the President of the United States, you can declassify just by saying, it's declassified, even by thinking about it, because you're sending it to Mar-a-Lago or to wherever you're sending it. And there doesn't have to be a process.
Two. There was dramatic news on Monday as a Baltimore Circuit Court judge overturned the murder conviction of Adnan Syed. He served 22 years for the murder of his ex-girlfriend Haemin Lee and was only 17 when he was arrested. But on Monday night, he walked free from court. His story and the many appeals he's lodged were featured in the multi-award-winning Serial podcast, which cast doubt on his guilt. Speaking outside the court, Baltimore State Attorney Marlon Mosby described the findings that led to the decision.
Our reinvestigation revealed that the original prosecutors and the subsequent prosecutors in the Attorney General's office failed to disclose relevant information about alternative suspects.
Does anything compare? Probably not. The new trailer has dropped for the Sinead O'Connor biopic. Nothing Compares is a documentary of the troubled and talented singer's life. It's already picked up several awards on the film circuit and arrives in cinemas on the 7th of October.
My name is Sinead O'Connor. I am a woman. I have something to offer.
It was such a shock for me to become a pop star. It's not what I wanted. I just wanted to scream.
This has been the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Wherever you're listening, do us a favour and hit the follow button. We're back Monday morning at 7 a.m. Have yourselves a great weekend.
Written, produced and published by Daft Doris.
Hey marketers, want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.